But that perhaps isn't the way to encourage the tourist trade. We try to be honest about it. We can't claim that we have real bargains in living, but we think what a person gets in living in this community is worth all the money he spends and more.
That's it. Now, I guess everybody'd like to hear about the president's visit, because I know you were with him a lot, Governor Hastie. Was he well-liked? I expect you'd have to say yes anyhow, but I think he was, from everything I hear.
Well, we enjoyed the president's visit, and we hope and believe that he enjoyed it, too. He got here just about a week ago on Sunday, the 22nd of February, Washington's birthday. He came ashore during the morning around 10:30 and stayed with us until that night. The next morning, he went over to the neighboring Virgin Island of St. Croix, spent the morning and had lunch there, and on that afternoon boarded his ship again to start on his journey back to the States. It was a great thrill to all of us to have the president with us, and I think for my own part and from my talking with other people who saw him and had the pleasure of conversation with him, I think the thing which impressed all of us was his very warm, simple, and informal manner. The closer he got to us, the better we liked him. I remember one incident. I wasn't there, but everyone has been talking about it. When the president made a speech in Puerto Rico, at the conclusion of his speech, he came down from the platform and walked among the crowd of thousands of people who were standing around. And the people were just wild about this simple demonstration of friendship. The same was true here as he rode along the streets and greeted the school children and the people lining the way wherever he went. The demonstration was an extremely genuine and enthusiastic one, and we felt a genuine friendship with a man who had the warmth and understanding that he seemed to show at the all times during his visit. It was a grand 2 days for the Virgin Islands, and we certainly hope the president enjoyed it half as much as we did.
Well, it's been grand to have you, Governor William H. Hastie. You will be around when we talk again on our program. I hope that I'm right about some of the facts I have about the Virgin Islands. I understand that Columbus himself named the Virgin Islands for the 11,000 virgins of St. Ursula. I expect he thought there were even more of them than there are. Well, there are some others that belong to Great Britain, you know. Columbus sailed past the cluster of them without stopping, and I guess they looked as green and untouched and unspoiled to him as they do now to us. Did I tell you about the town being built on three hills, this town of Charlotte Amalie? Most of the streets have winding stone steps with narrow paths alongside. And by day in the warm golden sunshine, it seems very sleepy and quiet and old. And lots of it is old. The stone houses with their red tile roofs go back to the 1730s when Denmark owned the islands, and the slave trade, which, God be thanked, no longer exists, brought ships from all over the world to this harbor.